Could specially trained bloodhounds have tracked a bicycle riding Joshua Wade from two different ATMs to his home by following trails approximately 2 weeks old? Yesterday, Lawrence Myers, a defense witness and a professor at Auburn University's College of Veterinary Medicine in Georgia, said such proficiency was unlikely, and his testimony backed the defense's contention that the scents used were probably contaminated, especially those collected from Mindy Schloss's abandoned car. While the scents included the person who abandoned the car and likely killed Schloss, it would have also had the scents of all the Anchorage Police Department members who had processed the car for evidence before the FBI agents collected their scent samples. The FBI agents and the dog handlers say through a tracking procedure known as dismissal, they had removed that confusion from the tracking situation. Myers questioned the efficiency of the dismissal method. Schloss disappeared August 4, 2007. On August 5th and 6th, someone, a male, used her ATM card to make two withdrawals from two different locations. Her car was discovered about a week later. On August 17th and 18th, special FBI out-of-state bloodhound teams followed a trail from the ATMs to the house where Wade was living. It was next door to Schloss's home. The tracking results were the basis for a search warrant that U.S. attorneys say provided more evidence showing Wade committed the murder, the bank fraud, and disposed of the body. Wade's defense team questions the reliability of the dog tracking and the legitimacy of the subsequent search warrant. All that evidence should be thrown out, they say. Myers, whose research studies include canine scent detection, said such delayed trackings are normally too late for a good trail. 3 days is the limit handlers preferred, and he said handlers can influence outcomes. He cited research to determine if dogs could detect cancer in urine. In a single-blind situation, the results were 85%. In a double-blind situation with the handlers, the results were no better than pure chance. The U.S. attorneys argued that Myers' expertise was more with mixed breeds and his tracking studies involved rescue dogs, not highly trained bloodhounds. Officer Bill Rift of California, one of the dog handlers, testified his 10-year-old dog Lucy had successfully followed a trail 35 days old. Another handler, Ann Anderson, described the wet, cool conditions of the two tracking days as ideal. The defense also implied that the handlers were given information that influenced the bloodhounds winding up at the side door of Wade's house. But the FBI agent who handled the pre-tracking briefing said she gave them only the briefest facts about the case. A woman was missing, her car was found by the airport, and her ATM card had been used twice. An overhead map showed the three locations, but could not have guided out-of-state handlers who hadn't been in Anchorage previously. Riff said at the conclusion of Lucy's first tracking, he thought he was at Schloss's house. The courtroom witness testimony in the evidentiary hearing will conclude today. The two sides will submit their written summaries to U.S. Judge Ralph Beislein by next Friday, with his decision concerning the validity of the search warrant expected soon after. If convicted at his May trial for the murder of Schloss, Wade could receive the death penalty. While Alaska does not have the death penalty, the federal system does. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.